You're listening to SBS News.
After recording over 1,500 COVID-19 deaths in a day, Indonesia's government has announced an extra week of restrictions. Authorities are racing to create much-needed additional intensive care beds. Thailand's medical system is also under strain due to a surge of coronavirus cases. Ordinary people are helping to plug the gaps. In full personal protective equipment, members of a volunteer group enter an elderly woman's home in the capital and hook her up with vital oxygen. Her husband fights back tears as he details his struggle to get help from authorities.
I lost hope, even with the army. I called doctors at field hospitals and all they told me to do was to send information, just send information. I got the same answers everywhere. At least these guys come here to see us. What the patient needs is a chance to see a doctor, not just send information.
In Bangkok alone, 20,000 people are waiting for a hospital bed. South Korea is tightening social distancing rules across most of the country as it battles a wave of COVID-19 infections. The curbs include a 10 p.m. dining curfew and a ban on gatherings of more than four people. President Moon Jae-in has cautioned that the summer holiday season could result in an increase in cases in the regions.
What's most concerning recently is the spread outside capital cities. There's been an increase in movements nationwide, especially around vacation spots, and the proportion of confirmed cases in non-capital areas is over 35% of the total due to the balloon effect from strengthening the social distancing rules in metropolitan areas.
Singapore is toughening its epidemic prevention efforts too. It's postponed its National Day celebrations as a coronavirus cluster linked to a fishery port grows to over 660 cases. Around 50 markets and food centres have recorded cases linked to the port of Jurong, which services foreign and local fishing vessels. An infectious disease specialist in Singapore, Leong Ho Nam, says people employed at the port engage in hard physical labour in close proximity, and that may have contributed to the spread.
I suspect the source of the infection came from a foreigner. And this foreigner is probably a foreign fisherman that was bringing the fish into the fishery. And through an interaction with a local, the transmission occurred.
In nearby Malaysia, the total number of coronavirus cases since the start of the pandemic has surpassed 1 million, with more than 17,000 fresh infections. The start of the Hindu holy month of Shravan has seen crowds of devotees gather at temples in northern India, many disregarding coronavirus protocols. India reported over 39,000 new COVID-19 cases yesterday and 535 deaths. This worshipper is conscious of the risk of infection.
I can see that people are without masks. They are bathing in the holy Ganges River. Only a few people are wearing masks, and it appears they are not scared of the coronavirus.
In Tunisia, protesters have rallied in cities around the country demanding the government step down after a spike in COVID-19 cases that's aggravated economic troubles. The nation's health minister was sacked this month after chaotic scenes at walk-in vaccination centres where large crowds queued for inadequate supplies of vaccine. The army's taken over the pandemic response, and this protester says it's time for the government to go.
We have come down today to resist this regime. They take our money and curse us. They have not done anything for the people always fighting. It is enough. How can nine ministers rule an entire country? We have starved and the people are lost.
France's President Emmanuel Macron has been welcomed in Tahiti during his first official visit to French Polynesia. One of his first stops was a hospital, where he spoke to staff of the importance of people getting COVID-19 vaccinations.
I wish you courage. We will continue to be there. As you know, since the beginning of the crisis, the French government has been helping to provide tests, vaccines, equipment, so many needs. And we have seen the stocks. But we will have to hold out in the coming weeks and months because there will be pressure again.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.